In this episode, we have a new member joining us. He's a permanent member of Connect the Dots. His name is Robbie. He's a sophomore at Roosevelt High School. And in the future, he wants to become an entrepreneur. So just like myself, he wants to go to college for business. With that said, let's begin. Aloha everyone, welcome back to another episode of Connect the Dots, a place where we share experiences, build relationships, and learn how to cope with our everyday challenges. My name is Ezra White, and I'm joined here again with our new member, Robbie.
Hello.
And in today's episode, we will be talking about how to maintain and live a healthy lifestyle of being blind or visually impaired. So to first begin, living a healthy lifestyle is no different for us than it is sighted people. However, for us, of course, we have the disadvantage of not seeing, obviously, for us blind people. So we do it in a different way, and we use different resources and technologies to help us achieve our goal of a healthy lifestyle and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So for Robbie and I both, we both at school participate in physical education. Well, Robbie's, because he's a freshman, he does PE, and I participating in weight training. So first we can start with Robbie and how he will share with us how he does PE and how he adapts different activities that will benefit him and his visual impairment.
All right, so with me having a visual impairment in school, well, mainly PE, is very hard on me and also for the teacher, because they have to make the lessons different for you, because not really different, but they need to include you in a different way than you normally would. Because for people who are sighted, say if you're playing like frisbee or softball, you can see where you're hitting the ball, you can see where the frisbee is, right? But for someone who's visually impaired, right, that's just me, but with my vision, I can probably still find it eventually. It'll just take maybe a minute or two. But like, it takes a while for me to get things down. And they, at school, they want us to be able to, they don't find disabilities any different from people who are normal, or that don't have any disabilities, I should say. But they want to include us to make us feel like we're not any different from the person next to us. And that's kind of true. We are not different. We just have extra challenges that they don't have to deal with. If you agree with me, as you can say.
Yeah. So, you know, going through these kinds, because for Robbie and I both, we both had the same PE teacher. And he adapted. Of course, he had to adapt different for me, because our vision levels are, you know, drastically different.
Yeah, way different.
You know, I'm going completely blind. Robbie can still see a lot. He can still read print. So, you know, it's just different. Not the same method is going to work for the same people. You know, something that may work for a blind person is not going to work for a visually impaired person. And something that works for a visually impaired person not going to work for a blind person. So, you know, that's one of the things we'll be covering in today's episode, is how Robbie and I both, you know, navigate, I guess, throughout our physical aspect, you know, of taking care of our body. I'll stop the recording just to check the audio. So Robbie and I both, So like I said earlier, at Roosevelt, I am in weight training, and I had to learn how to navigate throughout the room, because, you know, if I walk the wrong direction, I'm going to get hurt, you know, by all the hanging, all the weights, the bench presses, you know, there's a lot of stuff, not a lot of obstacles in the room. So, you know, I think that's one of the first things that I would recommend a blind person. You know, if you cannot see the objects around you like myself, that you would work on orientation. Because if you don't know where you're going, you know, you can't do anything. You know, so for me, the first thing I did when I first started that class was I went into the room before the school year started. Luckily, it was open. And I asked the teacher if I could do an orientation of the room. So for me, that room is it's a good sized room. You know, the layout is pretty easy. You go inside, in the center of the room is all the bench presses. Towards the back of the room, it's all, you have a shoulder press, you have your pec flies machine. If you work out, you know what that is. You have your chest press, which is like the machine version of the bench press. You have your back machines to help work your back. And then on the right side of the room, you have all your dumbbells. And these are arranged from 5 pounds to heavy. I don't know what the heaviest is, because I never need to go on the heaviest. But, you know, that's how most of them, I assume, would be arranged. You know, in most areas you go, because if it's not, then it's just completely unorganized. And, you know, it's just hard to, just to figure out what weight you need and where it is. And then also on the third corner of the room, the third wall of our weight room, is our leg machines. You know, so pretty easy to navigate throughout that room. You just have to know what you need and where it is. So, you know, for me, that's one of the main things that I made sure that I knew was, you know, for safety, and also just so I can go in there independently by myself and just work out as I see best. Yeah. So how about you, Robbie? How is it like for you? And how have you adapted certain activities for your vision?
All right. So for me, it's not really anything different. It just, I do the same thing as you. I get an orientation at the room before I go there, or if, say, I'm, well, since I don't do stuff at school, I normally would just go to an actual gym or whatever. So when I go to that gym, I just ask my parents or whoever's with me, like, what's around in there, and to help me, you know, understand what's in there, so then I can get around properly. Because, you know, to someone who's blind or even visually impaired, even for myself it would be visually impaired, even someone, for me, it would be hard, because I need to be able to see the what to do. Because, actually, here's a kind of bad story, but even, well, so my dad, which he's not visually impaired, but this just goes to show how important it is for us to be careful. He just got his rib dislocated, wow. And he got it put back into place. It naturally healed back into place, but he did something, but he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. He was looking at his phone, and when he was working out on the leg weights, the one, I think it's, you have to push something, and then it pulls the weights up, and then you slowly go back, but he did something, so his rib popped out of place, and every time he, like, rolls on one side of when sleeping, it hurts. So that kind of proves that you need to be very, very, very careful when it comes to exercising, because
exactly,
you could hurt yourself. And going back to my dad's thing real quick, he's going to be like this. He's going to be in this pain stage for about 6 weeks, dislocating an internal bone in your body, not really fracturing your arm. It's not as bad as, like, hurt. Like, think of it as, like, dislocating your rib. It's pretty much the same thing as you broke your arm or whatever. It takes 6 weeks to mm-hmm. get back. So it's going to take a long time if you get hurt, and that's why you need to make sure you know what you're doing when you're in the gym.
Yeah, because you do not want a 50-pound dumbbell falling on your foot, because that's going to hurt.
That's going to break all your toes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. Thank God I never got to 50. 125. So, You know, yes, it's a, it, you know, it shows, you know, that, you know, you really must be careful and know your surroundings and where you are just to keep yourself and others safe around you, yeah. Because I know for me, when I lift weights, when I do, when I'm working my shoulders, there's one exercise where you have to put the weights in front of you. You have to extend your arm out in front of you. And I know one time I was doing that, and then I suddenly hit this person in the face with the weight. So, that's another thing you want to watch out for.
Sorry.
You know, is make sure you know where people are around you, and you know to not hurt them, because that's kind of bad.
Yes, Ezra, that's, I think, the first thing that you need to... the first thing is to make sure you yourself are safe, and the second is to make sure that you're not going to hurt anyone else.
Yeah.
That's why even... See, me being a Boy Scout, this kind of ties into healthy living, but it also doesn't, but it's just a quick story. When you're a Boy Scout and you get the totem ship, which is to be able to use a knife, or axe, or any sharp object, right? You need to be able to know what a blood circle is. That kind of works the same with the weights when you're doing that sort of exercise. So the blood circle is you make sure that if you have a circle around you that no one can enter when you're using the blade, so then you don't hurt them. So that should go the same way with the weights. So you guys should make sure to do that.
Like, yeah.
Spin in a circle, so then... Or if you're going to stay in one position, just make your arm go across in front of you, holding the weight to make sure that you won't hit anyone.
And that's what I do.
Now.
Yeah, that's what I started to do now. But, you know, and we've been talking about weights and lifting for a while now, but, you know, living healthy is also, you know, it's a very, very broad category, you know, things to talk about, you know, like healthy eating. Which I know everyone wants to start eating healthy, but especially here in Hawaii, the cost of living is so high that it's just much more, not only cheaper, it's also more convenient just to go to McDonald's and go pick up a burger or something than, you know, to go to the grocery store or Whole Foods, which we recently got actually, and, you know, go buy some organic products, yeah. But, you know, also eating healthy is something, you know, that I have been trying to do myself, and I've discovered some apps that are voiceover friendly on the App Store. Me, Robbie and I are both Apple users. We don't really use Android a lot, or ever, I should say. But there's this app on the App Store, it's called MyPlate. So basically what MyPlate is, like I said, it's voiceover friendly. It's an app that tracks how much calories you're taking in a day. So for example, whatever, let's say you have, I don't know, cheeseburger for lunch, and you have some steak for dinner, for breakfast, pancakes, I guess. So after every meal, what you would do is you would search up that food item in their catalog, and you would add that item to your tracker. And what that tracker does is it calculates how many calories were in that that specific item. So it lets you know if you're eating responsibly, if you're eating, you know, unresponsibly, not responsibly. You know, so it really helped me because I haven't noticed, you know, because for me and Robbie both, you know, I would say we just eat.
Yes.
You know, it's food. Just eat it. Who cares?
If it can go in your mouth, just go for it.
Exactly. So, you know, of course, he and I both, we have passed the 2,000 calories limit a day. You know, because it's what it is. You can have it at most 2,000 calories for the average person that they can take in a day. Yeah, I've probably taken like twice that, honestly. You know. Which is weird because I'm very skinny. I eat a lot. But I guess my metabolism is so fast, it just burns off. But real easy. You know, how about you, Robbie?
Okay, so with me, my metabolism is not very fast, so I don't really burn off things that much. So that's why I need to start working out more, because every time I eat something, I need to work 10 times harder to get rid of that weight that I just gained from it. And I really do need to start shaping up, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. You know, so other than eating healthy and lifting weights, there's a lot of activities that both blind and visually impaired people can partake in, like running, going for jogs, walking. You know, I love walking. You know, it's fun just to get out there and cruise. Yeah. And running, you know, you might question, you know, how can a blind person run? Can't see anything, you know? So I remember the first time I started running for PE. And yes, the coach still made me run, even though I couldn't see, which is actually a good thing because, you know, it was fun. But it wasn't fun, it was tiring, but, you know, yeah. So what I did was, I was lucky. At Roosevelt, our track, it encircles our field, so it goes around the perimeter of our field.
That's with all tracks.
Huh?
That's with all tracks? Yeah.
Really? Oh, I don't know that. Okay. So what I did was I just followed the edge of the track, basically. You know, I ran along the edge. Luckily, ours doesn't have anything around it. There's no holes in the way or anything like that. But that's one suggestion I would make, is to follow the edge of the track. Or another thing, I tried this out before when I first started PE, but it never worked out so good. It depends on the situation, of course, or the type of environment you're running in. So I tried running with a person, and I guess because it's in a big oval, our track is like a big oval kind of thing, so it really didn't work out, you know, the best. So they just switched me to run independently. However, when I go running with my family, it's a different story, because we're not running on the track, we're just running on like a trail. So it's a lot more easier to hold on to someone and just jog with them. So how about you, Rob? Is there any differences?
Yeah, there is differences. For me, since I still have vision, since I'm visually impaired, it is difficult because you get tired, right? And with someone who's visually impaired, you tend to strain your eyes more when you're working them.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I need to get more water, that's the thing, because someone who's visually impaired will have to get more water, because it's, you need the water to continue going, because you'll pretty much, I guess in this term, you'll pass out and die from this. Not legitimately, but you will.
You pass out.
You pass out.
I don't
out
know about die, but I mean, I guess it could happen.
It could, but like, you'll get really hot and you'll probably pass out from heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
And that's why the water is most important. And I had an experience with Boy Scouts where I did a hike, the Cocoa Head Stairs. So that was a really hard one, because I went on the day that it was super, like, hot and humid. So that day, I really should have brought more water, but I didn't. So on the way down from there, I ended up passing out. Not on the trail, but they saw me getting super tired, so I went down to the side and just knocked out for 45 minutes until the other scouts could come and bring me water to cool me off.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very hard. I kept going in and out of consciousness pretty much in that 45 minutes.
How long ago was this?
2 years? Maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, you know, make sure you have water.
Yeah,
that's for all of us, even me. So, you know, I guess, like we said in the beginning, being blind or visually impaired does not affect what you can do physically. You know, we can all work out, we can all go for runs, go for jogs, go for walks. You know, just gotta make sure we all do it safe, yeah?
Safety is number one priority.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, just be mindful of the people around us and, you know, of what's around us, our environment, and everything's gonna be good. Because although a lot of people don't like working out, you know, working out is actually a really good, you know, the path you take may be rough, but the view at the top is very rewarding. You know, that's just like working out. It's hard to be, what's the word I'm looking for? It's hard to be consistent. It's hard to be consistent, working out every day as much as you can, you know. But the reward is, you know, it's just so satisfying. Yeah. So, you know, that's about it. Do you have anything else to add, Robin?
Not really. We covered it all already.
All right. So, you know, like we said, make sure you have water, be safe, and hopefully in the next episode, you'll be more strong. I guess is the word. You know. But yeah, hope you all have a good day. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, please feel free to email us at connectthedots@guidedogsofhawaii.org, and we will be sure to get back to you as soon as we can. And with that, aloha.
Thank you.